4NUE, mobile.
UE and 4DJC.
KO4NUE. Hey, Jerry, how are you today, sir?
Heard you in a minute ago. I thought I'd give you a shout. I was on the phone with my wife. She's getting ready to check out at Walmart. I got to go pick her up in a few minutes, but I thought I'd say hello to you. How are you doing today?
Good. Pretty good. I just was over Easley Way and told Gary I'd bring him some mustard and turnip greens, so dropped off there for a little bit and jaw jacked for a little while. And headed on back to the house. It sure is a beautiful day out here, Jerry.
We just came out here. It's been cloudy here in Anderson for the last couple of hours, but it's not too bad today. It was a little toasty yesterday afternoon, but seems to be better today for sure. I heard y'all talking this morning. I was headed out about before lunch. I heard y'all talking about you. Heard you talking about your grandmother. Whenever you went to see her, she always wanted to feed you something. And I made me think of the thing when my wife and I first got married back in the early 70s. When we lived in South Georgia, we'd come back home and my grandmother would, my granny would walk in. My granny would say, "Lucy, feed them something. They look hungry."
Yeah, I told Mama this morning, she said, "You didn't tell me you were coming." She calls it a surprise attack. "You didn't tell me you were coming," and I tell her every time, "Mama, I'm not telling you when I come, because you want to get up and cook and make a big meal and make a big fuss." And she packs all these Philo bags full of, you know, stuff she gets at the bargain bins. And last time I come over here and told her I was coming, she went to the, Miracle Hill or something like that, bargain place, and found an AM radio from the 60s. She bought that thing, put it in the bag. So, it's 10 or 12 bags, you got to put in the truck. And, she don't need me going up in trouble. But she's funny, I'm the only child, so she knows what carries on, and it's my dope carry on over.
That time I got the gist of it. Tell you what, my mother did have that old table radio sitting there in the kitchen, and I don't know what kind it was. It was an old flash one. It was a tube type. It was one of the smaller tube type radios, and it used to take a while for it to warm up. We would listen to the radio in the morning, and back in the late 50s, early 60s, I'm 40. They didn't have country and pop and all that sort of thing. They played everything that was popular. And I remember those days well, listening to those old AM radios. And there's still, you can still find a good one every once in a while, but those little cheap radios, they always sounded good, even if they weren't cheap looking.
Jerry, is that the repeater still acting up, or is it just kind of where I am here in Greenville?
The repeater acted up. It wasn't doing it when you first got on. It started acting up with it, dead silent after we quit talking, and it gets that popping when somebody starts talking. So it must be, I don't know that much about them anyway. It must be something on the receive end, I guess, but I'm not sure what it could be or what it might be. They'll kind of clear up and go away and clear up and go away.
Well, I'm not sure how much of my transmission's getting through, and I don't want to pester you with noise and all, so. Jerry, I hope you're doing well today, sir, if you can hear me. I hope you have a wonderful week. And I'm 73s, but I'm going to clear on out then. KO4NUE, clear.
At that time, I didn't hear it. It was a little crack, but not like it was the other time. But like I said, it just clears up. It gets better and it gets worse. But anyway, I'll let you go because I know you've been busy today. And good talking to you. I hope you have a great afternoon. Good talking to you. KO4NUE and 4DJC, clear.